This Saturday, renowned pianist and music director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Jeffrey Kahane, will lead the Albany Symphony Orchestra in a program that allows him to share both of his talents with the audience at the Palace Theater. The program includes Brahms' monumental First Symphony, and Kahane moves from the podium to the piano as he performs Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 along with the orchestra. It is a great pleasure to welcome Jeffrey Kahane for a preview of Saturday night's performance. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
A delight to have you with us. Is this your first time with the Albany Symphony Orchestra?
You know, I actually played with the orchestra a very long time ago as a soloist. And I actually can't tell you how long, which shows you just how long it was. I want to say probably 25 years ago or more. If I remember correctly, I played the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, but it's been a really long time. So it's probably substantially a different orchestra.
So it'll be good to get back and see what they've been up to for the last
absolutely
two plus decades. Do you like this idea of not just being a soloist, but conducting and having that opportunity to also perform as well?
I do. I love it, actually. It's been a very central part of my musical life for a long time. And in fact, a very substantial percentage of the time when I guest conduct, I also play a concerto. Not every time, but orchestras like it, audiences like it, and I like it. It's a wonderful way, first of all, for me to have a more profound kind of communication with the orchestra, because when I'm playing part of the program with them and I'm sitting on the same level with them and we're making music together, as opposed to my just standing on a box and waving the stick, it changes the dynamic very substantially. And in addition to that, pieces like the Mozart Concerto I'm going to play. In fact, all of the Mozart Concerti and pretty much all of the concerti for any instrument during that period of musical history were performed that way. There was no such thing in Mozart's time as a conductor in the way we think of it today. That is to say, someone whose role strictly was to stand up and use a baton. Mm-hmm. Virtually all orchestral music was directed either from a keyboard instrument or from the first violin chair or a combination of the two in some cases. But the most important thing about it is that I think people should understand that this isn't some kind of stunt, and I'm not doing it to show off. It's not like riding a bicycle and chewing gum at the same time.
Very different, I would think.
Very
sure.
Different. You know, it's quite challenging, but it's also a great joy, and as I said, I have found pretty much without exception in my career that the musicians in the orchestra really enjoy it a lot too.
I am curious, though, just on the mechanics. When you are, say, just a soloist, and are you still in some way conducting from behind the piano, or are your actions different when you also have that label of conductor?
Do you mean specifically when I'm conducting from the keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, obviously when your hands are occupied at the piano playing notes, you can't use them to conduct. And the truth of the matter is that with any good orchestra that's using where the musicians are using their ears and their eyes, they don't need a great deal of direction from the hands. An occasional nod of the head or a lift of the eyebrow is really sufficient. And sometimes you don't even need to do that. So I do some conducting in those passages where the orchestra is playing alone. And this particular concerto, like many of the later Mozart concerti, is a very symphonic piece. The orchestra has a role that is really of equal importance to the piano part. And in fact, in particular, the woodwind instruments, this is one of the great contributions that Mozart made to the concerto form. He was, in fact, never surpassed in this, that he treats the woodwind instruments, in this piece, the flute, the clarinet, and the bassoon, really as as co-stars, not just subsidiary instruments. But in the more symphonic passages, I do stand up and conduct. But that's really, that's as much as I need to do, is really just once in a while, just so I can have a kind of better command of the orchestra, better contact with everyone, I will stand up. Most of the time, I'm just sitting there and playing and looking and using my head and my eyes.
When, as we mentioned, you'll be performing the Mozart Piano Concerto number 22, and mm-hmm. you will also be doing the Brahms Symphony number 1. And is mm-hmm. is that enjoyable? Is that a regular part of your repertoire?
I haven't conducted Brahms 1 in quite a while, but it's one of the pieces I love best. It actually was the very first major symphonic work I ever conducted about 30 years ago, maybe not 30, 25 anyway. And it's a piece that means a great deal to me. It's a piece that I fell in love with as a young teenager. I can still remember the feeling of hearing that electrifying and majestic opening for the first time. I had never heard anything quite like it, with those thundering timpani, and of course the famous chorale tune at the end, which is one of those moments when it finally arrives. That no matter how many times one has heard it, it can still make your hair stand on end, and it's really an extraordinary symphony. And it's amazing when we think of the fact that Brahms was 40, I think he was 44, something like that, when he finally felt that he was ready to bring his first symphony to the world. And this had to do with the fact that he was so much in awe of the great composers who came before him. And he once said, "You have no idea what it's like to try to compose a symphony with, you know, when you hear the footsteps of Beethoven behind you, or you feel the shadow of Beethoven on you," something to that effect. So it's a tremendous piece, and I'm looking forward to doing it again after some years.
And the third piece making up the program is?
It's a beautiful piece by the great British composer. He's actually now resident in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact, Thomas Addis, called Three Studies from Couperin, François Couperin being one of the two Couperins, great French Baroque composers. And Mr. Addis, in addition to being a very great composer and a phenomenal pianist and a great conductor, is also a superb harpsichordist and has a special fondness for the music of Couperin. And what he's done is he's taken three beautiful harpsichord pieces and orchestrated them in a very exotic and contemporary way. He hasn't actually changed the music except for one brief passage where he kind of jazzes it up a little bit. For the most part, he's just taken only the notes that Couperin actually wrote, but colored them. It's sort of like taking a black and white sketch and turning it into Technicolor, but he has such an amazing ear for orchestral sound, and he uses wonderful instruments that, in particular in this piece, he uses the alto flute, which one sees rather rarely. It's a larger cousin of the flute with a deeper and darker and richer sound. But there will also be an instrument on stage that I can pretty much predict that virtually no one in the audience will ever have seen before, and it's called a bass flute. Mm. And it's hard to really describe. If you can imagine a flute that has a rich sort of baritone sound, but also sounds like a flute. And it looks, I don't know how to describe how it looks. It looks like a very big flute with a curve in it. And Addis uses this along with instruments you would never associate with Baroque music, the marimba, a series of tuned drums and so on, as well as traditional instruments, the clarinet and the French horn and string orchestra. He actually divides the strings into two independent string orchestras, one on either side of the stage, and creates some amazingly magical effects with this. It's a work of, I think, tremendous charm and beauty, and it's very affecting as well as effective.
You, as both a conductor and as a soloist, you are afforded, I would think, a wonderful gift of being able to go before many different orchestras and seeing how they operate and how they sound.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be a pleasant experience.
It almost always is. I say that because I don't know any conductor who doesn't every once in a while run into a situation where the chemistry just isn't quite right. I've been very blessed, and as I said earlier, I think the fact that I so often play as well as conduct does help to forge a bond with the musicians. But even when I don't, I had my entree into the world of performing was through chamber music. And chamber music is still, to this day, really the kind of music making I love to do the most. And I try to bring that ethos, if you will, to whatever I do, including when I'm conducting a Brahms symphony. I try to foster that kind of music making and that atmosphere. And every orchestra is completely different. It's, an orchestra is an instrument made up of individual human beings. And the chemistry within the orchestra is as important as the chemistry between the orchestra and the conductor. So it's a fascinating way to work, because if you just go around playing the piano or playing the violin or whatever, it's really you and your instrument. And yes, you do have to interact with other musicians, but your job is essentially to focus on the sound that you're producing. Conducting is completely sort of the converse or the inverse or whatever you want to say of that, because what your job is to enable other people to make music in the most beautiful way they can. So it's a very interesting process, the whole the rehearsal process and what happens in the concert that doesn't happen in the rehearsal and so on.
Pianist and conductor of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Jeffrey Cahane, will lead the Albany Symphony Orchestra in a program on Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, New York at 7:30. At 7:30, you can find out more information by going to albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com. Thank you very much for being with us, and we will love having you in the region and having you conduct the Albany Symphony. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
A great
pleasure. Okay.
Again, Jeffrey Cahane will be leading the Albany Symphony Orchestra this Saturday at 7:30 at the Palace Theater in Albany. You can find out more information by going to albanysymphony.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.